everyone. I'm sorry, I'm not very chatty today. I found out that I didn't run fast enough to get into the sports day race. I'm just too slow.
I am the champion, my friend. Dun, dun, dun. I'll keep on running to the end. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, Hamish, what have you done now? Bunny is in floods of tears, and I'm guessing you have something to do with it.
Ugh, I was just telling her how brilliant I am for qualifying for the race. I ran so fast that I'm in all the races. The short race, the long race, and the middle race.
Oh, and did you think to ask Bunny how she got on in her race?
No, but her race isn't as important as my race. She is rubbish at running, so no surprises she didn't qualify.
Oh, Hamish McDougal! Go and say sorry to your sister immediately. Oh, do you know what, boys and girls? I think my grandchildren need to hear what Jesus says about qualifying for the race. And I guess we all do as well, really. But let's first get Hamish and Bonnie back here. Oh, can you call them for me? Wafter three. Can you shout, Hamish and Bonnie, are you ready? One, two, three. Oh, no, Granny can't hear you. Should we try that again? One, two, three. Oh, that's better. Oh, it's time for our true story from the Bible, which is going to help us understand how we qualify for the most important race of your life.
I know.
Oh, then how do you think we qualify?
You have got to be good, like me.
Hamish is right. That makes me so sad. I won't be able to qualify for that race either.
Oh, well. I think I have a surprise for you both. This true Bible story is from Luke chapter 18. Jesus knew that many people thought they were really good and they looked down on everybody else. They thought they were good and everybody else wasn't it. So Jesus, well, he told this story.
Two men went into the temple in Jerusalem to pray. The first man was a Pharisee. He was religious. He thought he was so good. He thought he really qualified for God's race. The second man was a tax collector. He was hated. He cheated people out of their money. He thought he had no chance of qualifying for God's race.
Well, that's pretty obvious. The Pharisee is in the race and the tax collector isn't.
Yeah, it's a bit obvious, Granny.
Oh, well, you had better listen to Jesus' story.
The Pharisee stood apart by himself and prayed. He prayed about himself.
I thank you, God, that I am not greedy. I thank you, God, that I am not dishonest. I thank you, God, that I am not unfaithful to my wife. I'm not a sinner like everybody else.
He is good, isn't he?
I thank you, God, that I'm not like that tax collector over there. I fast 2 days a week, and I give you a tenth of all of my wages.
But the tax collector stood right at the back. He didn't even look up from the floor. He beat his chest in despair and said,
God! I have ignored you and done what I want. I am a sinner. I know I deserve to be punished, but please be kind and forgive me.
Oh, so you do. Which man do you think went home friends with God? Was it the Pharisee? A very religious man who everybody looked up to. A man who thought he was really good. Or was it the tax collector? A man who everybody looked down upon. A man who knew he was really bad.
It must be the Pharisee. He was the good one.
Oh, well, dear. This is the surprise. Let's see what Jesus said.
I tell you, it was the tax collector, not the Pharisee, who was in the right with God when he went home.
What? The good man was not right with God, and the bad man was right with God. That can't be right, Granny.
Oh, but it is right, Hamish. It is what Jesus said.
But I don't get it.
Oh, listen, Jesus said something else too.
Everyone who makes themselves great will be made humble, and everyone who makes themselves humble will be made great.
Granny, what does humble mean?
Oh, well, it's quite a hard word, Bonnie, but Caroline will explain it later. The important thing is that Jesus said good people do not qualify for the race, only those who know they need God to forgive them for all they have done wrong.
I think we definitely need Caroline to explain this. I just don't get it.
Oh, aye. But we had better go. So say goodbye to the children. Bye-bye.
Bye, boys and girls. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Bye.